Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on Classic Rock FM 98.5.
The following program is a production of Classic Rock FM 98.5.
Warning. The following program may include songs and programmer content containing strong coarse language, sexual references, and possible religious or political critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years, born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s, firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical, this unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic vampire empress of the night, Madame Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. Open your ears to a new sensation in music that may possibly impress and astonish your auditory senses. Be prepared for a new mystical music transformation. For in a moment, you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From out of the dark night she comes, a woman possessing such an enchanting grace. Grand overseer who's in control of the mystic, the magical, and remains ever so mysterious. Here she is, the Gothic vampire empress, the mistress of shadows, Madame Tamara Ravencroft.
Welcome one and all into the dark side. One of the precious flagship gems of Classic Rock FM 98.5, the sound of the region. From my loyal darklings to baby bats and newcomers who are new to the scene, I am Madame Tamara Ravencroft, and this individual next to me is my fickle, fussy, and pranky fae co-host, Ava. Or are we thinking about changing our name again?
Nope, I'm good Lady Ravencroft. I'm sticking with my name. Why do you ask? Do you want to change your name?
Nope. I was born with this name. I'm not changing it at all.
Why did you ask me if I was going to change my name?
Because you're notorious for changing out your name from time to time.
Only when I introduce myself to new mortals. We Fae never stick with a name after the death of the mortal we solitary Fae were companioned to.
You changed your name out a few times around me.
Twice. I changed my first name twice. Besides, I am still called both names as you are called both Tamara and Tamara.
Oh, I think I'm getting the final picture here. You are mirroring my interchangeability of my name and applying it to yourself.
Finally, you clued in. It only took you a few months. So much for little Miss Intellectual catching on.
I have a hankering for giving someone a good arse kicking. Maybe this time I'll finally hit the moon with this attempt.
The destination of that. Kicking better not be me.
What if it was?
Then it's time for me to let off some built-up electrical discharge.
Oh, calm thee down. Sheesh. The more I pull your leg, the more I'm getting the gist. You simply can't tell the difference between teasing, taunting, and actual physical reaction.
You have your armor lurking around you in subspace. You can just will it or gesture it into existence if you feel threatened or are frightened of my zap.
If I do so within the dark mirror first. I only have this magical amulet to protect me while out of the sphere of the Darkmere, not my armor. If I called upon my enchanted armor within the dark mirror, then I can venture outside of its realm wearing it. I can't call upon it while outside of it.
Sucks to be you then.
Listen, you smarmy pipsqueak. I need to talk to the dark mirror to assign me a different magical individual.
You wouldn't.
I'm debating it.
No, don't. Sorry, it's my intrinsic nature to behave this way.
Then settle down.
Fine.
Sit there and be quiet. Coming up here tonight on the dark side, we have another jam-packed episode, and no to those asking me if there's another gothic radio program on Classic Rock FM 98.5 CKWR. The host you quoted to me is Aubrey Brawley, and you likely were listening to his radio show called The Ripple Effect, which is on Fridays at 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just before Rob Daniels' radio show Visions in Sound, which is on midnights, Friday nights, until 2 a.m. Saturday morning.
You sound a little perturbed with Aubrey there, Lady Ravencroft.
In a sense, I am. I had thought that there was a gentleman's agreement between radio programmers in place here. At least, what was impressed upon me when I was one of the radio programmers on Fang Radio in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, back in the mid-1980s. The gentleman's agreement is if you use cross-genre musical material, namely songs associated with another radio program, that out of respect, you cross-promote that radio show on your show. It's similar to promoting the radio station itself on our shows. It's up to us programmers to be polite and promo the station. Sometimes it's mandatory for us to do so. It's a principle of respect that if we use content normally paired to another radio programmer or their radio program, to not do so is considered bad faith, discourteous, and cold-hearted.
He poached some songs. Put him in shackles and toss him in the oubliette. What happened for you to get email like that?
I'm not going there, okay? Other than to say that people were mistaking Aubrey with the dark side because he played three goth genre songs recently the previous week. His density of goth-adjacent music was so much that, over the space of the hour, people assumed he had a goth radio program. When I first came to the station several years back, I was assured by the upper echelon of the station that only I would be granted sole specialty programs specializing in goth-adjacent music, which includes darkwave, gothic rock, post-punk, or any music within the sphere of goth, but not including synth-pop or new wave. Strictly goth genre speaking here.
Are we talking during the daytime Monday to Friday too?
No, that's the exception to the condition. Susie and the Banshees and The Cure, etc. can be played during regular daytime rotation. But outside that, I would have Dominion. Unless the show that Boros always tags the dark side, the programmer wishes to take in more gothic-adjacent music to pad their show with. It's common courtesy and respect towards the other programmer. If you fluff your playlist, then make darn sure you show a gesture of goodwill towards a program that features that which you borrowed from. I do it when requested from other programmers, hence why you hear the designer promos between the breaks on my show. I do my part as I agree to. I adhere to the rules. It's only fair and just that other programmers do the same, likewise, with me.
I see. That's reasonable.
I believe so. I work long hours and multiple days on the show behind the scenes to bring listeners a great product. I do not get paid a cent. Plus, I was equally put through the ringer with schedule changes recently, bringing the show to the dead of night. I think I've earned this reasonable request. In fact, I pay the station for the privilege to put on this show. So, of course, I am going to be perturbed if someone encroaches without showing respectful courtesies. There are other genres of music out there to tap. You do not need to edge in on another programmer's territory. If you put on a show, do your homework and find music no other radio show puts on, or be considerate and mention the name of the radio program if you do use material in which that radio show has a musical genre foundation based around it.
So it's not the station?
Nope. My disdain is specifically with the unchecked encroachment without demonstrating due respect of promoting the actual goth radio show on the station that's not on before midnight during the prime time hour where people aren't hitting the sheets with the show utilizing said gothic music, which is on after midnight.
Are you upset? Have you been upset on this? You seem to be.
Yes, it's been preying on me. But I'd rather not talk about it, please. Just don't be calling me Aubrey. If you send me an email, please, that's another show, not my own. Plus, I would really appreciate a better radio push for the show, to be honest. With that matter out of the way, let's get on with the actual show, shall we?
Let's.
Coming up in our first week of gothy music, you shall hear two new song drops during this sleepy new release season. Look forward to dark wave goth rock music coming from Hunter as a Horse, Raised in Black, Plastique Noir, Reptile, Amnesiac, and starting us off will be our headlining band, Damage Control. My fae companion Ava, along with myself, shall return back here in a half hour's time. Dig it.
Yeah. here is a dragon guarding your treasures. We've got matching wounds, so there's no half measures. And I'm at my hell and I enjoyed the flames, and I think that you know that I pull you up, that I pull you up. I will be your lighthouse, I will be your lighthouse. When the waves consume you and all the people kill you, of your abyss to let your demons out. I know them so well, cause I found myself. And I'm at my hell and I enjoyed the flames, and I think that you know that I pull you out, that I pull you out. I will be your lighthouse, I will be your lighthouse.
There is more of the dark side with the Mistress of Shadows, Madame Ravencroft, still to come.
Tune in to The Lost Indie City with hosts Pete Fowler and Greg Sikor, Fridays 7 to 9 p.m.
You're listening to Classic Rock FM 98.5.
Why so feel talking? I ask myself, but Now you're drowning in a river.
Welcome back into the dark side, only on Classic Rock, the sound of the region, on the FM radio dial at 98.5 CKWR and via the internet at ckwr.com. I am Madame Ravencroft, and I'm here with my late fae companion, Eva. We started up the show with our customary sixplex, starting with Australian electro-industrial EBM band, Damage Control, with Leather Strip and their 2026 Metropolis Records digital single, Rage. Followed with another Metropolis Records stable band. From South Africa, we heard dark wave, goth wave, ethereal band, Hunter as a Horse.
Weird name for a band. Is there a band called Soldier as a Shark?
No, there isn't. That was Hunter as a Horse with their 2026 digital single, Lighthouse. Next, from Hawaii, we heard Cleopatra Records industrial EBM gothwave band Raised in Black and Oh My Goth, taken off their 2001 EP, Oh My Goth. After our first station and program break, we carried on with goth rock post-punk band Plastique Noir off Fortaleza, Brazil, and Rose of Flesh and Blood, found on their Wave Records 2011 album, Effects. Carry onward with another goth rock post-punk band from Blightfield, Germany, we heard Reptile and Soul's Damnation, found on their 2025 album, Blaze Shades and Thorned Veils, released on the Icy Cold Records label. Then our cap-out song for Act 1 was London, England doom rock goth rock band Amnesiac and Arc Fiend, which is from off their 2025 self-released album, Arc Fiend.
Lady Ravencroft, I recently did a little journey in my wisp form within the Darkmere realm plane. Since I can travel at a far faster speed when in my electrical plasma form, I was able to cover a lot of ground in short time. Well underground, to be exact.
Underground?
Remember when Lady Morgana fell into that underground pit when chasing down an imp a few years back?
Yes, I do remember.
What is that region called in the Dark Realm?
Those, my dear Eva, are called the Raskillian Caves.
Interesting. Did you know there are a series of interconnecting chambers and long corridors down there?
Yes, I did. One of my trials as a young apprentice took place down there.
You know, if Morgana just walked the corridor I took, she could have got out of there on her own.
Sure. If she wants to walk over 1,000 kilometers to the east to come up between the geographic distance traveled between Toronto and Montreal, then I'm sure she would love to have to do that.
But the caves are south of the Spectral Mansion.
True, but the Raskillian Caves are a maze of multiple chambers and underground pathways. But there are three ways out. The closest is in Trelaina Province, which is where Lake Forlian is. There is a hidden virtual opening also that opens up somewhere along the mountain range near Gothica City, but to scale that is a true 90-degree climb in the dark. You could do it, Eva, as you radiate light, and I can simply gesture a luck spell up. Most can't make the trip upwards without magical assist. There is a path that opens up to the shore of Lake Forlian. That path goes eastward right under the Spectral Mansion courtyard and past Morgana's hut region towards the cities of Spectracara, Darcy, Intero, Mularo, and Delphes, the port city of Serendipity, the large arboreal tree known as Shademere, and the magical kingdom of Seraphina, before you hit Lake Forlian.
Seraphina was my mother's name. Does Lake Forlian have waters, so still you can see a perfect mirror reflection of the sky on the surface?
Yep, that's Lake Forlian, all right. The lake is about the size of Lake Superior in this realm plain.
Fascinating.
So apparently you traveled 1,000 kilometers. How long did it take you to traverse the distance, might I ask?
I guesstimate about 40 minutes.
Pretty good. Were you at top speed?
No, just my normal speed. If I really tried, I could have been there within 15 to 17 minutes time.
Good on you. Nice to know this about you. So why did you go down into the Raskillian Caves?
I'm a curious fae. Plus, I was mapping things out.
And?
I get bored. So I thought, okay, Miss Sexy, I like to call myself sexy.
Some might have other words to describe you. Some not so nice.
Hey, who asked you? No one asked the tall drink of water. So I asked, why not do a map of the region? Do something with my long life. And since I now reside in the Darkmere, I decided to embark on mapping the region, which is what I'm doing. You can't find any geographic reference to the Darkmere in mortal encyclopedias.
And you won't. The Darkmere is an entire world to itself. It mirrors Earth, and yet none of the geography is the same. The only connection to this realm plane is via the phase barriers and the Nexus gateways, when they are configured to take in portals from this realm plane, that is.
I never knew that.
Now you do, but now I have to get back to the show. As we depart R1, we shall hear a triplex of bands with Diorama, Valiantine, and The Wake. You're listening to The Dark Side Gothic Radio Show, only heard here weekly on Classic Rock FM 98.5. Midnight Saturdays go until Sunday mornings to 2 a.m. I'm your hostess and producer of The Dark Side, Madame Ravencroft. We will return in 17 minutes time.
You're listening to the Mistress of Shadows, Madame Ravencroft, on The Dark Side.
Do you feel like much of Waterloo Region feels about Danny Bailey? If not, let's show you the way with his grand presence. Mondays through Fridays, noon until 3 p.m. on Classic Rock Afternoons. Here on FM 98.5, the sound of the region.
The radio station cats and dogs love listening to when you're out at work or shopping. We are Classic Rock FM 98.5 CKWR, the sound of Waterloo Region.
Start the play, start the play, start the play.
Functions. The gothic vampire empress has stepped out for a quick bite and a sip. She so loves her pizza and cherry Pepsi. Are we going with this?
Yes.
Okay, the madam will return after a word from our wonderful sponsors.